Good evening. Good to see everybody out this evening. Go ahead and be turning in your Bibles to James chapter 4. James chapter 4. I'll go ahead and apologize to you all. This is a snippet of a lesson I've been working on entitled Living the Selfless Life. But nonetheless, it's good material and some good things to think on. So tonight we're going to be talking about selflessness. Not selfishness, but selflessness. Are you turned to the text? Let's read chapter 4, verse 1 through 3. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lust that war in your members? Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have, and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask not and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lust. When you read these verses, what do you think? What kind of thoughts are going through your minds? I'll tell you what stuck out to me. Most sin that we see, if not all sin, part of the root is a lack of selflessness. Today in the world, we're taught that we should get what we can get our share of the pie, because if we don't, someone else is going to take it from us. We're taught to gripe and complain until we get what we want. We've got to get our share, because that squeaky wheel is what gets the grease. You know, in these verses we just read, the phrase, your lust, which was used twice in three verses, and another time we see the word your was used. Your is a funny word. It changes what could be a collective good out of the word our, O-U-R, into a personal self-serving by adding a Y and changing our, O-U-R, into your, which makes it belong to the one person that is being addressed. You know, many times today, I'm afraid we let a mentality of yours and mine creep into our spiritual lives, don't we? I knew a group of Christians, and at first thought, before I tell this story, when I first heard it, I thought it was kind of funny. But then I kind of thought about it more, and it's really not that funny when you start thinking about it. But here goes. As a group of Christians, while they were nearing completion of a new auditorium to assist in their continued growth, they had grown from about 150 people, almost a 300 people service on Sunday morning. They placed, several of them slipped in before to see the auditorium and the grand completion before, you know, they had their first Sunday morning service, and they placed their names on the seats so that they would go ahead and mark what was theirs, their place to sit in the auditorium. And my only question after I thought about this is, really? Is this how we ought to act as Christians? You know, how selfless was Christ? How selfless was Christ when he died on the cross for us? You know, as Christians, should we not strive to follow our ultimate example that's in our Lord and the sacrifice that he made? You know, but being selfish is an easy thing to let creep in so many ways. For example, one might say, you know, I know they need teachers down there at the congregation, but I've done my share of teaching in the past, and I can't give up my time, this quarter. It's someone else's turn. We can be selfish with our time, not just with things we have. Or maybe we'll say to ourselves, I'm so tired this morning after last night. I can't get out of bed early enough to make it to Bible class. I need my sleep. So I'm just going to slip in right at time for communion. That way, you know, I'm going to skip being down there to help edify and uplift and help teach other Christians. Should we be so concerned with ourselves as Christians? You know, Jesus said it best about selflessness. If you want to, turn to Matthew chapter 5, verse 38 through 45. Jesus says, "You have heard that it hath been said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you, that you resist not evil. But whosoever shall smite thee on the right cheek, turn to him also the other. And if any man will sue thee at law and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. Give to him that asks thee, and from him that will borrow of thee, turn thou not away. Ye have heard that it hath been said, Thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you, and do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and send rain on the just and on the unjust." How selfless is it to pray for the people who hate us, to pray for our enemies? That's about as selfless as one can get. But Jesus did it. To be true children of the Father, we must become more selfless in our Christian lives. You know, if you're here tonight and not a child of God, you can become one through hearing, belief, repentance, confession, and baptism for the remission of your sins, and living that godly, selfless life. And if you have any questions about that, we will be glad to study with you and help you answer those. Or maybe you are a child of God that hasn't been living the selfless life as a Christian that they should have lived. We can pray with you. So whatever your needs may be, come now as we stand and sing.
There's a fountain free, 'tis for you and me. Let us haste to its brink. 'Tis a fount of love from the source above, and he bids us all freely drink. Will you come to the fountain free? Will you come? 'Tis for you and me, thirsty soul, hear the welcome call. 'Tis a fountain open for all. There's a rock that's cleft, and no soul is left that may not its pure water share. 'Tis for you and me, and its stream I see. Let us hasten joyfully there. Will you come to the fountain free? Will you come? 'Tis for you and me, thirsty soul, hear the welcome call. 'Tis a fountain open for all.
You're dismissed to your classes.